Welcome to Own It, Babe. I am so thrilled that you're here. My name is Srini Fry, and I am helping you make peace with food, heal your body image, find more purpose and meaning in your life, and liberate yourself from our weight-obsessed society. Each week, I will introduce you to an inspiring guest or experiences of my own on intuitive eating, positive body image, self-love, personal growth, and everything else you need to live your best life and throw your scale in the trash. Are you ready for this? Let's dive in. So a lot of the times I get asked how being vulnerable online changed me for better or worse, and also how I got over my fear of, you know, sharing all kinds of parts of my story online and dealing with criticism and pushback and, you know, opening up to the world about everything that I've been through when it comes to food and my body image and my mental health and all of that stuff. And to be honest, it was never actually my plan to be this open and this vulnerable, because I am an open book online. Like, I don't think there's anything that I haven't shared. And if there is, I probably can't think of it at the top of my head. And if I would think of something, I'd probably share it tomorrow. So over time, I have gotten so much more comfortable sharing all kinds of parts of my story. But I totally understand that question that people ask me, whether it's them wanting to start sharing more but being afraid and asking me for advice, or just people being curious, like, what is it like for you sharing all of these things and putting yourself out there like that? So what is the good, the bad, and the ugly part of doing this? And so I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe other people are wondering the same thing. So why don't I just do a podcast episode on that? And I think even for me, it will be pretty cool to just reflect on the past year and a half, you know, where I started my Instagram account and it became a business without me planning on it, and how I navigated the difficult parts of it, especially when it comes to comments from trolls and people that give me pushback, and, you know, opening up in general, like being this vulnerable, what that feels like and what that felt like in the beginning, and how it changed my journey for better or worse. The reason I started my account back in, I think it was in June or July 2017. So it wasn't even that long ago. It feels like a long time, but it's only a year and a half, a little bit more than that. The reason I started is because I couldn't find a job. I had moved to Canada from Europe. So I'm a German citizen, and my husband is Canadian. So I had to apply for what they call permanent residency, which is essentially a work visa, and it gives me all the rights that a Canadian citizen has here in terms of, you know, healthcare and work and all other rights that Canadian citizens have without being a citizen, essentially. That's what it is. But this is a very painful and long process. It takes up to 2 years to get residency. And we applied for it and everything. I got rejected, and it was just all a huge mess. But when I moved here for good, and after we had gotten married and everything, I still didn't have my residency, so I wasn't able to work. And then when the residency finally came, I was unable to find a job. So I was looking and looking and looking. I was personal training at the time in the gym just to have some money coming in and to have something to do, to be honest. And I had just started my recovery journey. There was a lot of changes happening in my life, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I had gone to school for fashion and business. I had a background in fitness and nutrition. I didn't really know what I was going to do. And Calgary, which is the city we live in, it's not like a metropolis for fashion by any means. So it was really hard to find work in my field, and I didn't want to do retail. So I was personal training, and at the time I was working out with a friend of mine. I was still kind of disordered, to be quite honest. So I was still kind of under the impression that some foods are good and some foods are bad. So even though I was in the middle of my recovery journey, I still had that, you know, clean eating and no sugar mindset. And I was following some accounts on Instagram that promoted this message and that I enjoyed at the time. I was consuming a lot of content that promoted a restrictive mindset, but I knew that, you know, I wanted to share my journey with more people. And I also wanted to have an account like that. So it was really starting to get into my head. And I was talking about it with my friend at the time that I was working out with, that, you know, I'm thinking about starting an Instagram account just to have something to do. And at the time, it was for me to share my workouts and my smoothie bowls, which it's a little bit not embarrassing, but it just makes me cringe a little bit because I'm now like, not promoting this message anymore at all. Because, you know, for somebody that's in the middle of their recovery journey, they don't want to see pictures of smoothie bowls and low carb meals and workouts, right? It's very triggering. And it was for me at the time too, without even knowing. But that is how this account started. So my friend and I, we both started accounts. And at the beginning, I was just kind of sharing all kinds of things. I was sharing, as I said, my workouts and my meals. And I was still like posting recipes of, you know, paleo banana breads and no sugar protein cookies and stuff like that. But every now and then, I would share bits and pieces of my story. So I would sometimes share like an old photo of mine and would talk about how much I had to restrict to look the way I did and that having abs didn't mean that I was healthy and things like that. And I knew that those were the posts that resonated the most with my audience. Like in the beginning, I knew it right away, even though I was still posting the smoothie bowls and the workout videos. And slowly my account started to gain traction a few months in. And I remember it was like this groundbreaking moment. I had my first troll comment on one of my posts where I posted sort of a before and after, before where I was super shredded and super disordered, and then an after of me learning to accept my rolls and my squish and my skin and my body. And that first troll comment completely broke my heart. I don't quite remember what it said, but it was like this long comment from a person in the fitness industry. And they told me that I was full of crap and that I'm promoting obesity and that, you know, I should maybe start eating protein again and I should stop eating all these Mars bars and whatever they said. Like, it had nothing to do with my post. They just wanted to hurt me. And that was probably like 5 or 6 months into starting my account. It was still pretty small. I think I was at like 5,000 followers or something like that. And back then, I remember thinking, I want to shut everything down. I can't do this. I can't deal with trolls. I just cannot. And I did take a break there. I think it was a couple of weeks where I just stopped posting and stopped being online. Just because of that one troll comment. And thinking about it now, I mean, I get so much pushback on my posts, both from people that are in the fitness industry and from people that, you know, tell me I'm not big enough to promote this kind of message and things like that. Even though, you know, I don't promote any kind of message. I just stand for accepting your body the way you are right now, not trying to change it, and healing your relationship to food and how to do that. So I'm not putting myself in a box by any means, but I still get pushback from all kinds of people, not just, you know, fitness people, but all kinds of people that are trying to shame me in some sort of way or trying to, you know, unload all their frustration and anger on me. This is anyways how the account started, so posting all kinds of things. And I remember asking my audience at some point, like, what do you want more of? What do you want to hear more of? Do you want to hear more about my story, or do you want to hear more about what I eat or how I work out? And it was like 99.9% of all people said they want more recovery stuff. They want more body acceptance stuff and self-love and body image material. And this was the stuff that resonated with me the most anyways. I mean, I'm not a food photographer. You know, the quality of my workout videos wasn't great. So I really committed to rolling with it. And I really committed to sharing all kinds of parts of my story, not just, you know, how I'm slowly accepting my body, but also everything that had happened that led to my disordered eating and how I went to therapy and how my mental health plays into all of that. And, you know, how I accept my body, but also move away from attaching my worth to it. And just so many things that I slowly started sharing. those were the ones that really, really helped me grow my account. So there was just a few of my posts that I wouldn't say they went viral, but they got a lot of exposure. So I gained a lot of traction in a short period of time. I remember, I think last year in April, I had hit 10,000 followers. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. 10,000 people have hit the follow button. This is so cool. And within a period of 3 months, I had hit 100,000 followers. This was so surreal to me. And it still is, to be honest. But it just showed me that people really, really resonate with my posts and they want to see more of that kind of stuff in their lives, because the whole, you know, fitness community is great and all, but for many people, it promotes disordered eating, including myself, and people are trying to make peace with food, which is awesome. So the whole intuitive eating movement and body acceptance movement has gained a lot of traction, and I was lucky. I also worked my butt off to grow my account. I mean, I always engage with as many people as I can in the comments and in the DMs. And, you know, I really, really care about the people that follow me. So I think this is a big part too, that I worked my butt off. But I was also lucky because I was part of this movement that was gaining traction at the time and still is. So my account grew very, very fast. And with that, I felt this strong urge of responsibility. I felt like I had to post perfect photos, quote unquote. So like the visuals have to be super pretty and aesthetically pleasing. And I found that people actually resonated less with that curated feed of mine. They wanted the real me. This is why they followed me. So I quickly just reverted back to not putting pressure on myself for creating the perfect Instagram feed, but to just focus on the message I want to share. And, you know, to post captions that resonate deeply with people and that help them live happier lives. So this is what I did. And I'm going to say that this journey, this past year and a half of having my Instagram account and then it turning into a business without me planning on it, changed me a lot as a person. And maybe just a quick side note when it comes to it turning into a business. So over time, my followers started asking me, do you offer more support? Do you offer coaching? Do you offer online courses? So I basically just turned everything I knew into an online course. And I started working with the people that asked me for my help. They asked me, do you want to be my coach? Do you want to be my mentor? And I said, yes. And I started working with them. And it slowly just grew into this beautiful business that it is now. So I now have, I believe, 5 online courses, 1 big one and 4 small ones. And I have a lot of students in my courses. I'm thinking about starting to work with people one-on-one again. I haven't done that in a month now. So I stopped the one-on-one coaching, but I have my online courses and it's going really, really well. And all of this stuff, I mean, the growth of my Instagram account, starting a podcast, developing online courses, having coaching clients and students, and then all the pushback and the troll comments, it changed me a lot. And it changed me for the better, I would say, mostly. But I'm not going to say that the troll comments don't bother me, because I am such a sensitive person that I still care so much about people that criticize me. So I always try and see it from their point of view. I try and put myself in their shoes. I, you know, understand why they feel offended. I try to have compassion. I try to send them love. It doesn't always work. So I do spend some days just questioning everything and asking myself if I can actually do this. Like, can I keep running this account? Can I keep dealing with the criticism that I get and with the hate messages? And the answer is always yes, because I'm focusing mostly on the people that love my content and the messages I get of people that tell me that I'm changing their lives. This is what I'm focusing on. And Sean really helped me remember my why. And especially in the moments where I start questioning everything and I get particularly bad feedback on one of my posts from some people, Sean helps me remember why I do what I do. And Sean helps me keep my eyes on the hundreds of positive comments, right? Because the truth is that You can get 300 positive comments on a post of yours or feedback on a project you did. If you get 3 negative ones, negative comments, or 3 people give you negative feedback, like, you question yourself. You believe those people over the ones that give you positive feedback. This is just sort of a default setting that we have as human beings. And it's a big part of my life too, which is something I'm working on. So it changed me when it comes to the troll comments, because I find it easier nowadays to remember my values, to remember my why, to remember why I do what I do, and to not put that much emphasis on what other people think. And that isn't only true for my business, but also for my life in general. Like, I care less about what other people think about what I do for work, or what I look like, or what my ass looks like in my pants. Like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me anymore. And the few other great things that happened too with the growth of my Instagram account is that I am pretty much not exposed to any more diet talk from family members and friends. So it's really funny, actually, but because most people I know follow me on Instagram, they know that I'm not going to engage in any body image or diet talk or body hate talk, because I promote the exact opposite. A lot of people I find are kind of tiptoeing around the topics of body image and mental health because they know my opinion on it and they're trying to feel me out. They're trying to get some good advice for me. But it's not that I bond with people over how much we hate our bodies anymore. That's just not part of my life anymore. And the less we engage in these kinds of conversations, the more body confident we become. So that's something I recommend you do, is to just stop engaging in these kinds of conversations. The less you let this message into your life that your body isn't good enough or that you're not good enough, the less you'll believe it to be true, and the more confident you'll become in your values and your worth as a human, and the happier you become. So it changed my relationships, I would say. No more diet talk, but also deeper, more meaningful relationships and conversations. I'm going to say that a few friendships ended, or people started silently stalking me, but not really reaching out anymore, not really being in touch with me anymore. And I'm sure they're talking about me behind my back, but I don't care, you know, because the friends that are still by my side and that did support me throughout this journey and that aren't uncomfortable by the topics I talk about online, those are my true friends, and those are the people I focus on. So I focus on the people that support me. I don't focus on the people that hate me or that want the worst for me or that are jealous of me or whatever, because I know that happy people would never take time out of their days to bring other people down, whether it's through troll comments or through talking about me behind my back or whatever it is, or complaining about me or other things in their lives. Like, happy people don't do that. But unhappy people, they get offended. They look for things to get offended. They feel like the entire world is against them. And those are the people that give negative feedback. Those are the people that, you know, cut me out of their lives or just silently stalk me and aren't really a part of my life anymore. So I focus on the people that bring me joy. I focus on the people that I can help. I focus on the people that lift me up, that have positive vibes. And again, how I deal with criticism online, sometimes it's constructive. I totally understand that. And then I take it into consideration. But when it's unconstructive, when it's just somebody that I know is unhappy and, you know, that felt offended and that is just unloading all of their anger on me without actually having anything constructive to say, you know, again, it's super hard for me to just blend it out, but I keep going back to my why, and I keep, you know, refocusing on the people that I'm serving and that I'm helping and the ones that lift me up. So overall, it's been a wild ride. Like, I wouldn't have thought that a year and a half into starting my Instagram, I would be at almost 150,000 followers. But it's pretty cool. It's amazing to know that so many people resonate with my message and like seeing my posts. And, you know, everything that happened happened for a reason. The relationships that got stronger, the relationships that aren't part of my life anymore, the Instagram account that turned into a business, the opportunities that came my way, like it all happened for a reason. And overall, it changed my life for the better because I know I get to make an impact. And something else too is that, you know, with the following that I have, with the people like you who are listening that are supporting me online, I could easily just, you know, turn my business into, you know, the classic influencer. And there's nothing wrong with that. I even thought about doing that, right? Like just doing endorsements of other products and making an income that way. Like Sean said to me the other day, he's like, you could be so rich with your following if you wanted to, but you're way too honest of a person. And that's not to say that influencers aren't honest people, for sure. I think he just meant, and this is what I resonate with, is that I want to make an impact. I want to make a bigger impact on people long term. So I'm thinking long term versus short term. This is what he meant. And this is what I think is the reason too, that I don't often promote products on Instagram. I sometimes do if I really love them, and I think you will too. But mostly I'm focusing on creating an impact and helping people through my free content and my courses and stuff like that. And this doesn't make me somebody that just turned their business into a 6 or 7 figure empire. And it will probably take a while to get there, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I know that I'm still helping people. I would say those are the good, the bad, and the ugly things of being vulnerable online. If you are somebody that is trying to be more vulnerable or open up to somebody, what I recommend doing is to just start opening up to one person in your life. To just learn to open up and be honest and get that shame out of the way. Because vulnerability is courage, just like Brené Brown says. This is the one thing that creates true, meaningful connections between us humans. So start with one person in your life. And once you get more comfortable opening up, you can start an account if that is what you want and start connecting and building a community there, or simply being part of an online community like mine where you share openly about your struggles. And I know so many of you do that, by the way. If you look at the comment section on some of my posts, I'm just in awe of all of you that are following me there, because I know that it's so hard to open up to somebody that you've essentially never met in person and then having other people read about your story. But it's such a sign of strength and bravery. So I love you for doing that. But if you're somebody that's listening that hasn't really shared about their story, that is struggling in secret, start with one person, start an account, start sharing, put yourself out there, be genuine. And the most important advice I'd like to give is don't try to please people. Don't try to create an account that already exists. Don't try to just, you know, copy things that other people have done that worked for them. You want to focus on your own journey. You want to be genuine. You want to focus on building true, meaningful connections. And the last thing I'm going to say is don't focus on, you know, growing this huge account. This is not something I focused on at all. So that is why I said I care so much about the people that are supporting me right now. So I don't have my eyes on like, where am I going to get my next 10,000 followers from? It's like, okay, I have all of these people that are following me that I want to serve and help out. Those are the ones that I am so grateful for. And if more people decide to join in and follow along, that's amazing. I'm grateful for those people too. But it's not necessarily about these numbers. It's about the people you're impacting. So I want to quote a movie quote from A Star is Born. If you haven't watched the movie, oh my goodness, you need to watch it. It's incredible. It's with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Why am I even saying that? You probably know that, but Bradley Cooper, or the guy he plays, says something in the movie that resonated so deeply with me that I actually looked it up for this episode so I can tell you exactly what he says. And he says this: look, talent comes everywhere, but having something to say and a way to say it, to have people listen to it, that's a whole other bag. Unless you get out there and try to do it, you'll never know. That's just the truth. If there's one reason we're supposed to be here, it is to say something so people want to hear it. So you gotta grab it and you don't apologize. You don't worry about why they're listening or how long they're going to be listening for. You just tell them what you want to say. So I encourage you to do the same. And you don't, like I said, you don't have to take underwear photos like me and post them online. That's not necessarily what vulnerability is. It's the story you share. It's your voice. And it's sharing it with the people in your inner circle or with the online community that you built. So again, you get to choose how you make your voice heard and how you can be unapologetically yourself. But it starts with being vulnerable and with being vulnerable towards one person. This is what created that ripple effect for me. It was just opening up to Sean and then going with my gut and, you know, listening, of course, to my audience and seeing if what I say resonates with them. But I promise you, if you share your story openly, if you're vulnerable, if you're standing up for yourself and your truth, it will change you for the better as well. So I hope this episode was interesting for you, even if you're not interested in being vulnerable online, just to know what it's like for me being on the other side of it. And if you want to hear more about my journey with Instagram and with my online business, definitely let me know. So tag me in your Instagram stories, reach out on the gram, send me an email, leave a quick rating and review, tell me what you want to hear more of, because this podcast is still new. So I'm just kind of sharing all kinds of things until I find a clear direction. But I need you. I need your feedback to help me get there. So I really, really hope I can hear from you. And I will catch you in the next episode. Until then, don't forget to own it, babe. Thank you so much for listening to Own It, Babe. I really, really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, make sure you share a screenshot of this episode to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to tag me. I am at Own It, Babe. And I would love to come see you there and say hi. Or you can share this episode with someone you'd love or someone you think might benefit. And of course, if you feel inspired, leave a quick rating and review and tell other people why you love this show. I'm always so grateful for your support, and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.